With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump campaigned in the battleground state of Georgia Monday, promising supporters he will bring back the American dream.
Your vote in this election, could you imagine 7 days? We, not me, we will end inflation. We will stop the invasion of criminals coming into our country, and we will bring back the American dream. We're going to bring it back. We're going to bring it back.
Former Trump advisor Steve Bannon is set to be released from prison later today. He'll will have served his four-month prison term on two counts of contempt of Congress for failing to comply with the Democrats' subpoena related to a January 6th committee. He's already scheduled a press conference, which will take place just hours after his scheduled release. Also at SRNnews.com, Georgia is one of several states of particular importance on this coming November 5th. Political science professor Jenna Bednar at the University of Michigan says the state is divided fairly evenly between those who lean Democrat and those who lean Republican.
We are truly a 50-50 state, and it's 50-50 in terms of Democrats and Republicans, but then even within those two parties, they're totally fragmented.
Two ballot drop box fires in Portland, Oregon are under investigation. Portland police say an incendiary device was placed inside the ballot box, damaging three ballots. About 15 miles away in Vancouver, Washington, officers found a suspicious device that was burning next to a drop box. Clark County election officials say the incident damaged hundreds of ballots. Democrats have fought Republican efforts to place security cameras near ballot boxes. Attorneys for Brian Koberger have filed motions to remove the death penalty as an option if he's found guilty in the murders of four University of Idaho students. This is SRN News. A major study on transgenderism is being squashed.
It was funded by the National Institutes of Health to the tune of $10 million and looked at how giving children puberty blockers to help them live as the opposite sex affected their mental health. But head researcher Dr. Joanna Olson Kennedy tells the New York Times she will not release the findings because they indicate that the drugs did not help the kids and says the results would be, quote, weaponized by critics of transgenderism. Dr. Olson Kennedy is a leading trans advocate. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Analysts are hesitant to predict what will happen in South Dakota on Election Day. It's one of the 10 states that put ballot measures related to abortion before the voters. Also one of 14 states that banned abortion at every stage of pregnancy after the Supreme Court struck down Roe v. Wade. South Dakota is reliably Republican in presidential elections. The last Democrat president to win there was Lyndon B. Johnson. This is SRN News. The Israeli military detains about 100 suspected Hamas terrorists after a raid at a hospital in northern Gaza.
Israeli troops reportedly detained dozens of male medical staff and caused damage to Kamal Adwan Hospital, which had been struggling to function amid Israeli military operations in northern Gaza. A video showed the hospital director burying his 8-year-old son, whom he said was killed by Israeli forces on Saturday. Today, an Israeli general told journalists that some Hamas fighters had disguised themselves as medics and that weapons and intelligence documents had been found during the military raid. The intensity of Israel's offensive in Gaza is likely to have an impact on efforts to restart negotiations with Hamas via mediators.
Hamas often hide among civilians. Iran says it will use all the tools at its disposal to respond to Israeli attacks on military targets in the country over the weekend. More details at SRNnews.com.